Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here. And welcome back to Clarity First. Ever feel like life's throwing you curveballs left and right? Like your carefully laid plans are going up in smoke faster than a birthday cake at a toddler's party? Yeah, me too. But guess what? That's totally normal. Today we're diving into something that can really help us navigate those bumpy roads. Managing expectations. Think about it, expectations, they can be awesome motivators, right? They give us goals to aim for, things to look forward to. But here's the kicker, when those expectations get out of whack, they can turn into this supersized stress monster, feeding on our hopes and dreams. And nobody wants that, am I right? So, how do we tame these expectation beasts? Let me share 5 key takeaways that have seriously changed my game. Number 1. Recognize the difference between wanting something and needing something. It's easy to get caught up in want mode, especially with all the shiny objects life throws at us. But when you start separating those wants from your actual needs, it helps bring clarity and focus. Think about it. Is that fancy new gadget really a need or just a fleeting desire? Often, those things we think we need don't actually contribute to our well-being. Focusing on what truly matters, like good health, meaningful relationships, personal growth, can shift your perspective and bring a whole lot of peace. Number 2. Be realistic, folks. I know, being optimistic is amazing, but sometimes those sky-high expectations can lead to disappointment. It's like setting yourself up for a roller coaster ride with no brakes. Aim high, for sure, but also factor in the bumps along the way. Life isn't always smooth sailing. Embrace that reality and adjust your expectations accordingly. You'll find it less stressful and more fulfilling when you acknowledge that things don't always go exactly as planned. Number 3. Focus on what you can control. There are a ton of things in life we just can't change, right? But what we can control is our own actions and reactions. Instead of stressing over things outside your sphere of influence, channel that energy into what you can do to make a positive impact. Think about it like this. You can't control the weather, but you can control whether you wear a raincoat. Focus on those controllable elements, and you'll feel a sense of empowerment that goes a long way. Number 4. Celebrate the small wins. This is huge, people. Don't wait for some massive achievement to feel good about yourself. Acknowledge and celebrate those little victories along the way. They add up, trust me. Every step forward, no matter how small, deserves a moment of recognition. It keeps you motivated and reminds you that progress is happening. You're making strides. Number 5. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this one changes everything. When you focus on what you already have, the good things in your life, the people who support you, the opportunities that come your way, it shifts your perspective. It's like a magic potion that makes those expectations feel less daunting and more manageable. So take a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff, and watch how it impacts your outlook. Now, let me tell you about this time I decided to try my hand at baking a sourdough loaf. I envisioned myself becoming some kind of artisan bread wizard, pulling out perfectly crusty loaves from my oven like it was no big deal. I even bought fancy flour and followed every single instruction in the cookbook. But guess what? It turned out more like a dense brick than anything remotely edible. My initial reaction was pure disappointment. I'd set this expectation of baking perfection, and it hadn't come close to reality. But then I took a step back, practiced a little gratitude for trying something new, and realized that the experience itself was valuable. I learned a lot about sourdough, about my own baking abilities, or lack thereof, and most importantly, I learned to let go of those rigid expectations. Sometimes, the journey is just as important as the destination, right? So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you manage your expectations and navigate life with more clarity and focus. Remember, be realistic, focus on what you can control, celebrate those small wins, practice gratitude, and don't be afraid to laugh at yourself along the way. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you manage your expectations in daily life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below or hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and help each other create a life filled with clarity, focus, and maybe even a few delicious, or not so delicious, sourdough loaves along the way. See ya next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.